Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yeah, that's all we got today. Dalton bailed on me. Ace is out of town. So, yeah.
We support you.
That's right. I love you both.
Yay.
You are my favorites today.
We're always your favorites.
Yeah.
If this was a person, it was us and Shannon, I don't think he'd say the same.
Yeah. Hold on, I missed that. Now what now?
He doesn't think Shannon would say that we were his favorites.
Oh.
Although I do know Shannon does miss you on the Thursday show.
I miss it so much.
We all miss you on the Thursday show a whole lot. Like nothing against Allie. Allie is great. I just need some more Lofiti in my life.
I told him we should try for a Saturday night. I said, do you guys want
to do a special?
Yeah. I was like, what if you just bumped it to Saturday one week? He said, you know, I might be on board with that. I'm like, you should be.
Could be a neat, neat break from the norm.
We can have a special Mandy Saturday.
Right. Yeah. Yes, a Saturday special of PZAD.
Yes, please.
That could be neat. Yeah, because at this point, like, I only see Mandy, like, here, basically.
I know, right?
And then occasionally when I have to go to her office at the place we both work.
Yeah.
But
so the last couple times it's just been at the shows.
Yeah, because I work. And then by Saturday, I'm like, oh, bed, you're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But hey, we'll have the weekend of the con together.
Yes, and our tables should be beside each other if Amanda set things up right again.
I hope so.
So yeah, on to the nerdy stuff though.
Cons are nerdy.
True. Cons are nerdy.
That's
but
why
it's
Ace
not
is
news.
Missing one.
Yeah, I'm really bummed. I was planning on being there.
Yeah, that's what he said. You were really debating on going.
Yeah, because it was one of those things. Kevin wasn't really available on Saturday, and I was only going to be there for Saturday.
Yeah,
Basically Friday after I got off work, I was going to get like an Airbnb, go on, you know, just Saturday only, and then go home after the convention. Yeah, Kevin was unavailable all day on Saturday, or most of the day on Saturday, so I was like, well, crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to turn Audra into the third wheel here, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I decided, like, I'll just stay home. And then the tournament came up
that
we
true.
Went to. So
then you at least had something to do.
Right. Yeah. I was like, you know what? That I'm fine with missing because, you know, I get to go to this tournament. We went up to Park Hills, got some delicious cheeseburgers. From the like this neat little old school diner, like cash only place up there.
We had Fuzzy's Tacos today.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know we're getting a taco place in Jackson?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Fuzzy's?
No.
She wishes.
God, I do wish.
That building where Pizza Pro was?
Yeah.
Apparently it's becoming a taco place.
Dope.
Right? New lunch option. Excited about that. Yeah. Anyway, so on to the actual nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
So Mark Hamill is going to voice
Yay.
Chucky.
But why? He's such a nice, good guy.
I mean, I can get behind it because he's the Joker.
No, I was about to say, like, hold on now. Yeah, no, Mark Hamill's his best roles are his villains.
I mean, a nice guy.
Luke Skywalker is cool and everything. Yeah, no, Mark Hamill himself is apparently a great person.
Yeah, but the Joker's like a cool bad guy. I've never seen the Chucky movies, so...
I've seen the first one and a few random other ones.
When I was a child, of all the horror movies that I was subjected to, Child's Play was the most traumatizing. I don't know why, but yeah, like Jason, Freddy, Chucky.
You bring out that My Buddy doll and you just like, nope.
Yeah, no, the doll run around. There's movies that it's from, but the one that always just really messed with me. They're doing like this this military training thing where they've actually got like little assault rifles, but they have special rounds that are loaded with paint instead of actual bullets. Well, the red team, Chucky went in and replaced all their rounds with live ammunition.
Okay.
And they're just going to think that it's red paint because,
Yeah, they just started shooting the enemy team and with real bullets and but that messed with me like that is still a vivid memory in my head.
No, I feel like that would have messed with me if I watched that one as a small child.
Thank you parents for sheltering me.
Seriously. My parents would have been furious had they known half the stuff that my brother made us watch whenever like he was babysitting us. My older brother's 5 years older than me and Jake and I being like about a year and a half apart.
Yeah. That's yeah. fair then.
And he would babysit us sometimes, and he's like, the 13th. Okay.
I'm not going to sleep for a month.
Yeah.
And like I said, Friday the 13th, Nightmare. Like, we enjoyed those movies, like, as kids. I don't know why. Maybe we just
freaked out by Beetlejuice as a kid.
Oh, I love Beetlejuice.
I specifically remember my parents and brother watching The Sixth Sense, and they'll be like, you should probably stay in your room and go to bed. Okay.
Whatever you say.
It's scary? Okay. I'm already upsetted by Independence Day and Twister, so I'm sure they knew. Which I want to point out for the world to know that there was an Ask Reddit thread of what movies traumatized you as a child, and I'm not alone in either of those. Because I remember we had a Thursday show about, and you guys were all like,
I got slightly freaked out by Dante's Peak when the lady was wading through acid.
That too. Yeah. No, I watched that one as well. But everyone was like, really? Twister? Really? There's people on Reddit that understand me.
Tornadoes in general freak me out.
I mean, especially like living in Tornado Alley like we do. Like, no, Twister's a fair one. I don't remember that one. I think the Independence Day is the one that I remember. And it's like, really, Will Smith?
I was not alone.
Yeah, no, like that one, like those were fine. But yeah, something about Child's Play when I was a little kid. I mean, I say something about Child's Play. It's very clearly because it's a toy come to life killing things.
Yeah.
And I was a child that had toys.
Yeah.
You were afraid that your toys were going to come to life and kill you.
They weren't Toy Story toys. They were.
Right. Yeah. Incidentally, love Small Soldiers. Also a movie about toys coming to life and trying to kill people.
I didn't really care about that one.
Yeah, no, it was more funny than anything else. I actually really liked that movie as a kid. I haven't thought about that movie in over a decade. It's probably not any good.
Probably not.
it's probably awful. But
they
did
do a lot of stop motion with those ones, though. It wasn't just all CG, so
that could help. But anyway, so yeah, Mark Hamill's going to voice Chucky, which I'm surprised this news hadn't broken sooner. Like, we've already gotten a trailer for this movie. You'd think, like, well, we got a teaser.
Yeah, we're waiting to bring some more hype behind it.
I guess. Because we got to see Aubrey Plaza and a bunch of the other actors that are going to be in the movie. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah, we even got. I don't think we've actually gotten a clear look at Chucky yet. Like, I think it was just kind of a shaded, like, sort of. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Mark Hamill. He's going to be our Chucky. Which. He's
I'm
Mark Hamill.
With.
It's going to be creepy.
Yeah.
He's going to do great. And my classic childhood nightmares are going to thank him for it. But anyway, good news though. So anybody that's been listening to the show for a while knows that I absolutely loved the first two seasons of The Arrow. And then from then on, or maybe it was season four, whenever the Olive or the Olicity fans got the writers to kill off Laurel, and I'm no spoilers, whatever. It's been years now since that's happened. Got the writers to kill off Laurel so they can explore the relationship between Oliver and Felicity that killed the show.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, no, like the Felicity is my least favorite part of Arrow because of what the writers did. Like, I liked Felicity fine before.
Yeah.
Except it's that terrible trope of the super sexy librarian that has her, you know, ponytail and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you realize, oh, she's smoking hot when the hair comes down and the glasses come off. It's a terrible trope. Yeah. She is smoking hot, but it's beside the point entirely. So, yeah, they even made one season where the big bad guy was Damian Dark, who's just like an awesome DC villain. Made the entire season about Oliver and Felicity's relationship.
Wow.
Drove me bonkers. Like, it was Damian Dark became a subplot for the romance main plot.
That's not
cool. Oh, it drove me crazy. So yeah, I gave up with the show a while back.
They're
because
trying to
just,
aim to their female audience.
They even turned Barry's thing, like his wedding to Iris. They turned that into Oliver and Felicity show. Like, so dumb. So dumb. So much anger around that. But anyway, she is not going to be in the final season of Arrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get caught up on the Arrow. See, hopefully they kill her off, and then I can maybe enjoy the last season.
Such satisfaction if they kill her off.
Nah, it'll probably be just an empty victory. Like, the damage has already long been done.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, Felicity's not going to be in the final season of Arrow. Apparently, it's going to be a shortened season as well. I guess they're probably, I would imagine they're going to lengthen Black Lightning and shorten Arrow.
Because
Black Lightning, I think, so far has been like 10 episode seasons for the first two. Which, Black Lightning is a phenomenal show.
I have no clue what that is.
It's another DC superhero. It's a black guy that has lightning powers.
I mean, I would assume that from the name, because DC's not very creative.
Especially back then. He's kind of an old character.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's actually really, really good. Like, I highly recommend everybody check out Black Lightning. I think they just added the second season to Netflix, so they've got both seasons on there. And it's quality viewing. Apparently, the guy that got to play Black Lightning was almost Luke Cage.
Huh. Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. Like, I like that show a whole lot. Like, way more than I thought I would. But anyway, on to Captain Marvel. Just a quick note on Captain Marvel. Obviously, you know, everybody at this table loved that movie.
Yes.
Yes, and I had so little expectations for it because I originally didn't care. And I absolutely loved it.
That's how I feel about when I ever go see Shazam.
Oh, yeah, like zero expectations.
Yeah.
I think it'll be funny, but other than that, I
feel like in the trailer they tried too hard to be funny, so that's why I'm scared about the movie.
Well, that's kind of how Shazam is, though. Yeah. So.
Yeah. He's supposed to be super goofy.
Yeah. I've heard, like, a couple people I know said that they didn't think it would be that great, and they really enjoyed it. So.
I've got a couple friends that have already gone and seen it, and they gave it praise. So.
I didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It was next weekend.
No.
Huh. I would have looked to see that today.
But in honor of it, Zaxby's honey butter chicken bacon sandwich is amazing. But it's sadly only limited time.
Oh, I haven't been to Zaxby's since it opened up.
Bro, go get that sandwich now. They have a spicier one, but the honey butter bacon chicken is life.
Fair enough. Anyway, so yeah, going back to Captain Marvel now.
Oh, yeah.
It's on its way to 1 billion worldwide.
Yay.
Not surprised.
No, I'm not either, but I am happy.
Yes.
Like, it absolutely should be, like, as successful as it is. And I'm really happy it is,
but I'm already past it and ready for Endgame.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm so ready for Endgame. I'm
very, very ready
for
Endgame.
I just don't know how we're going to juggle Endgame, because it's the same weekend as the con. So it's, do we either plan now for midnight tickets Thursday, or do we attempt to go Friday night after the con and hope that nobody spoils it on Friday?
God.
Yeah, I'm probably going to see it like late Friday. That's what I do with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I'll probably see it the following next weekend, honestly. I'm going to be so exhausted from the con and wrestling.
I mean, that's understandable.
I don't want to fall asleep during it.
Fair enough, because it's going to be 3+ hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be right at 3 hours. Like, it's, well, I think it's a 184-minute runtime.
Well, they better have some downtime that I can run to the bathroom, because I don't think my bladder is going to make it to the end of it.
Yeah, that's going to be a rough one.
It's a running joke on the internet. Somebody actually posted a meme, like, only the strongest bladder. Like, yeah. it was Thanos. He was like, only the strongest bladders will.
The sad part is usually, that used to not be a problem for me at all, but like, I remember during Infinity War, like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I need to find a spot.
But then someone.
And I'm pretty sure I went with, like, Gamora was starting to talk with Thanos before he was, like, getting where the soul stone was out of her. And I'm like, okay, this is slow. Bathroom.
Bathroom. I saw someone post and was like, Lord of the Rings fans are just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord of the Rings fans, like, they just laughs in Lord of the Rings, I think, was the comment I kept seeing on that.
Yeah.
Then other people were like, depends, man.
Ew, no. Or worst case scenario, I'll do what I did before and be like, okay, credits, and then dash before the, like, before the mid-credit scene.
Man, yeah, that was torture with, like,
because that was Black Panther. I'm like, I can make it to the credits. We're almost there.
Guardians 2, like, almost killed me. And I don't remember who I was watching it with, but they were struggling to. I think it was you.
Might
wasn't
have been
it?
Me. Because I know we saw them together.
Yeah, because Guardians 2 was like, I'm sorry, folks, that we're talking about bladders right now. But like, I'm usually good to go for a while.
It's
like,
part of the movie experience, darn it.
It's kind of true. So Guardians 2, though, had like, I had read before going in, and I think, because I'm pretty positive it was with Mandy. And I told Mandy, I was like, yeah, apparently there are 7 post-credit scenes in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
So we're just sitting there like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go. See, I waited until that one came out to watch that one. We didn't go see that one in theaters, I don't think.
Yeah, I've seen every MCU movie so far. I'm continuing that trend.
Pretty much have.
Oh, I didn't tell you. As soon as you let me borrow Ant-Man, guess what's on Hulu now?
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see it a few days earlier, I guess. It's going to be 184 minutes. There will likely be no intermission. Good luck, everybody.
That'd be funny if they gave it an intermission.
They should. I would.
I mean, they used to do that in movies.
And apparently overseas they do. Yeah. Like, the theater will actually put in an intermission halfway through a movie.
So you go back out and buy more food.
Exactly. Yeah, you go out, you buy more. Yeah, you buy more, like, snacks and everything else. You go to the bathroom, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And then the only movies
I can think of offhand that I know for a fact have an intermission is Gone with the Wind and Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah, they both did.
Like, My Fair Lady had it, but that's because the actual play had an intermission, so they threw that in there too because you had the intermission music already scored.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
In that same thread that Mandy and I were talking about there were people talking about, like, wait, Americans don't just have intermissions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
No, we're really messed up over here.
Seriously. Or else that's the new ploy. We don't give you an intermission, so you go to the bathroom, and then whatever scene you missed, you have to go watch it in the theater, see what you missed.
There was one person that said that they specifically, like, you know, I don't care about it because I'm going to watch it a second time, and that way when I watch it again, like, there'll be surprise scenes.
I guess.
What money do you have?
Look, for some people, dropping $10 on a movie, not a big deal.
God.
I mean, like, in fairness, it's annoying, but I could do that. Like,
but then you gotta, like, buy the popcorn and soda. It was like $40 every time. Bruh. Moving on.
You
whatever.
You have to buy popcorn and soda every time. Don't look at me like
there's
that.
Pretzel bites, too.
I'm not going to lie. I might not snack during that one just to attempt to avoid the bathroom needs.
Because I have a feeling that movie's not going to have, like, bathroom break material.
No, it's like if you're going to do it, you're going to almost have to do it at the beginning, if that.
You know, I would say I would worry, but when we saw Captain Marvel, Justin drank, like, the whole dang soda, and I didn't even get that much, so I think I'll be fine.
Mandy was just fine.
He's like, yeah, I'm probably going to go get a refill. I was like, mm-hmm.
See, even that one, though, like, I was so close to the end. I'm like, okay, I can wait.
Yeah.
I mean, they make adult diapers.
I'm not that old, thank you.
That was another common mention in that thread.
No, thank you.
Anyway, sorry, folks, for that conversation. But yeah, Captain Marvel, it's doing well. It's doing great. It makes me really happy because it was a great movie and sends a wonderful message, and it's good. It's great.
Yes.
Anywho, first poster of Addams Family was released.
I'm still excited about it.
Oh, yeah, same.
It's taking forever, but if it is true stop motion like it was supposed to be, that's fine.
Yep. And the poster actually looks sweet. Like, it's the same kind of artwork we've already seen before.
Yep.
But still, like, it's cool to have the whole poster up there. You got the whole family. I'm stoked for this movie. We've got, we're going to get the trailer on April 10th.
Yay!
So we'll definitely be talking about it on the show following that. Then the movie is still slated right now for October 18th, 2019.
I say it better be October. It's the Addams Family.
Right? It needs to be October. I'm surprised. Well, no, I'm not surprised. It's a good idea to release it before Halloween. Uh-huh. That way it's, you know, ready to go.
Because especially if they put out any actual, like, horror movies, that's what people want to go watch on Halloween.
Yeah.
Right. And speaking of classic franchises, I was just checking to make sure Lindsay's mic was on because she was super quiet in that little string.
No, it's on.
All right,
I might not have been as close. I'm playing with my thread. I'm sorry.
That's hard. It looked like there was just...
I'm multitasking. I have less than a month to the convention.
It's fair. That's fair. It was just like no sound coming out of it. I was like, oh, I wonder. Anyway, it wouldn't be the first time we've gone 20 minutes into the show before I realized somebody's mic was off. That happened with Trevor. His voice is so loud that it looked like he was just quiet. I turned him up as loud as I could get him, but
his mic just wasn't on and it was picking up on everybody else's.
It was picking up on mine and Ace's both. So whenever he talked, like, it still looked like reasonable.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was one particular time where he was talking by himself and it was just like a little too quiet, and I looked up and saw the switch was down. Like, dang it.
What happened to your sound? Oh, the sound test was the same too.
Well, yeah, I was looking at the sound test because, I mean, we do the sound test during the pre-show.
Yeah.
Okay. It looked fine, but yeah, he was just like, he was moved back a little bit more than normal.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's when I noticed that the mic was off. Anyway, my failings as a host aside. So last week we talked about Bill and Ted 3 officially confirmed.
Yay!
And yeah, how excited we are for that. William Sadler will be back as Death.
I told you.
I know you did. And I'm happy that it's official.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy that they're going to make me cry.
Isn't Asa pretty excited also going to cry?
No. Yeah, no. They're going to make us cry.
They're going to do something for Rufus, since obviously George Carlin's not coming back.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's going to be super upsetting. But what'd you do there, Lindsay?
I don't know. It's a mess.
I just see you fighting with a pile of cloth or a string.
One strand came undone and now it's a mess. Don't mind me. Keep talking about Bill and Ted.
I mean, that's about all I got for Bill and Ted. Like, I'm going to be really sad when they do like the funeral. I just hope they don't recast Rufus.
No.
I really hope they don't recast him.
He was too big of a role.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, I really doubt that they will do anything along those lines with it. But I am super happy that Death is going to make a return again.
Yes.
Because he was awesome.
No, yeah, he was fantastic.
He was so great. Although I do worry what sort of role he will be playing, or if he is still an indentured servant to them because they beat him. Because that's basically what it was before, is like, you beat me, I have to do what you say.
So. I mean, I'm wondering if this is in the era when he's I hope they explore a little bit, because, you know, after I just rewatched Bogus Journey like a few days ago, and they have the end credits, they have like basically the newspaper clippings of their future, and they talk about, like, you know, Death, they're the
solo.
wild Stallions. They
forgot about that until you mentioned, but the fact that it clicked it, because I've watched that movie so many times.
So good. But yeah, they have their, you know, their super successful albums and everything. And then Death goes solo.
Solo with his
fails miserably, because there was a lip syncing controversy. And then he rejoins the Wild Stallions. So I'm really hoping that comes up.
That would be hilarious. Yes.
Like, I want, because I'm sure this is going to be post them rejoining.
Well,
maybe
then that makes me also wonder if Station is going
to
be still in it, because
Station
was
be
part of
it.
The band.
That's true. Station played bongos. So Station's got to come back, but that'll be easier to do since that was
just CG. Yeah, puppets and CG.
I was about to say they just did puppets
Station
in the old one
with that big old weird butt.
He's got an epic Martian booty. But anyway, hey, you haven't seen any of these movies, have you?
No.
Well, no, Shannon already packed it. They're on Hulu.
Okay.
Watch them. They're wonderful.
And I know it has nothing, but every time you said Rufus, I just picture naked mole rat.
No.
And I'm like, I know this is so far off.
No, it's a time-traveling George Carlin.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's awesome.
Yes.
Remember, children, do not do your homework without him.
So yes, Mandy, you definitely need to watch these movies, though. They still hold up pretty well.
Yeah.
The effects are kind of cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
And it just screams late 80s, early 90s.
It's so great.
In every way.
Excellent Adventure was 88 or 89, and then Bogus Journey was like 90, 91.
Yeah, I think you had the second numbers were right for both of those. I think it was 89 and 91. Or 88 and 91. Regardless. Screams that time period.
One is in the 80s binge file, and one is in the 90s binge file.
Got it.
But they're pretty close together, and it's a young Keanu, which looks a whole lot like old Keanu, but
just with more of a surfer haircut.
Good God.
And he talks more like this.
Dude. So, yeah. Death is coming back. No, it's fine. Mandy needs to see these movies real bad.
Give up. Give up.
Right, folks, she has given up on the string that she's been working on for the past 5 minutes.
Roller Coaster Tycoon turns 20 today.
What? What?
Blame Reddit.
What?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
What?
I know.
All right, so Us came out last weekend? No, it had to have been last weekend.
Was it? I don't know. I know you asked us last week if we were going to go watch it Sunday, and we didn't.
Yeah, because last weekend was opening weekend for it.
Okay.
Did I talk about it last week on Nerd Up? Because I feel like I should
have. You mentioned... No, you wouldn't have mentioned it on After Dark, because you had to have mentioned it on Nerd Up then.
But did I? Because that's what I'm wondering, because I don't remember doing
I was on last
the...
week, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
I don't remember. I'm losing long tracks of time.
Well, I can pull this up. I can make this a reality. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
So what, hi, are Mandy,
what are you? What are you making?
I'm embroidering a snail.
I thought it was a snail, but I didn't know if it was supposed to be a specific type of snail.
It's just a snail made out of socks, and it's adorable. Yeah. And he has the Mr. Bill, oh no, face.
I was wondering what that O face was. That's fantastic.
I'm trying to make them a little different from last year's. So.
Oh, for the convenience.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill. I have 4 other ones besides this one done already.
Yeah, my mom's been working on the decals, and I've been looking up more and stuff.
And I bought more blank buttons to make. I'm going to do that tonight.
Yes.
Or I might just say screw it and play Yoshi.
Look at this Pikachu my mom made. The eyes are straight from the picture, but as a decal, he looks super derpy.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, maybe move the eyes.
Just a little bit.
So she ended up moving him to the middle. I think maybe might move him down.
Is she still doing the Voltron Vs? Because I'm probably going to have to buy one.
Yes. Should I make them different colors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You do black, red, blue, yellow, and
the
green,
colors
green
that are on
for
the...
sure, and then also do pink for Allura.
Okay.
I feel like the eyes need to move up a little bit, inside a little bit, and also he needs to not be cross-eyed.
I don't know. I guess because the picture on the computer, you know, is like probably black and then white in the middle
or
something.
Because it's just
converted. So this is, yeah, so I like open it up and I'm like, oh, Pikachu, you look so derpy. But I also don't know if my mom knew what derpy meant in a text, so I had to figure out how to say he looks weird without saying derpy.
In her era, Goofy works.
Yeah. I was like, I think
looks
it looks
a little weird.
I was like, it looks good, but maybe move the eyes a little bit.
Yeah, the eyes look a little strange. All right, so I figured out he did not talk about Us last weekend. I saw it last weekend. Okay. I actually
we talked about it Thursday.
No, because I saw it like Thursday night or Friday
I
night.
Meant this
no,
I saw past Thursday.
No, because you guys hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Anyway. The short and sweet version, I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. The plot twist in the last 5 minutes, I was not a huge fan of.
Because Shannon was asking you about that, but I don't remember when he was asking
Sunday
you
night.
About that.
Was it or Sunday? Saturday night. It was after...
Was this
after wrestling? Yeah, we had wrestling. Eating. That's what I'm remembering now.
Because I had watched it Friday
before
night,
I forgot my purse at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Before that happened.
Yeah.
We had to make a return trip to get Lindsay's purse. Anyway, yeah, no, I saw Us last weekend on opening weekend. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Like I said, it was a solid horror film. In my opinion, the plot twist makes the plot fall apart a little bit because it makes you really start thinking about a lot of stuff.
It's one of those ones.
Yeah.
It's one of those of us that think too much at the end should probably just not think, and we might enjoy it more.
I mean, like, it's still a really enjoyable movie, like, throughout. Like, it was a solid horror movie, and it had, like, a very specific message that the plot twist, in fairness, hammered home really hard. But it just wasn't... I don't know. I didn't like how they did the plot twist.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it just... Yeah. Anyway, overall, though, like, easily a matinee.
Okay.
Like,
so my early Sunday mornings is fine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I think this movie is worth seeing in theaters just because, like, just in general, horror movies, like, a good horror movie is best in the movie theater because you, like, it's easier to immerse yourself in the movie that way.
Is it one of those ones that the volume goes up and down constantly? Because those annoy the crap out of me.
No. The volume in our theater was just up really loud in general.
Okay, but it was still constant. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was consistent.
You're straining 1 minute and then your ears are bleeding the next.
No, yeah, nothing like that. It was consistently the same volume through. Okay. Like it, because it wasn't really a.
It wasn't a jump scary type deal.
No, there's not a whole lot of there's not a whole lot of jump scares. It was more
It's more tension horror, isn't it?
Yeah, like it would be more accurately described as a thriller.
Okay.
Because I mean, obviously, you've seen from the trailers, like it's a different family.
Yeah.
That looks real similar to him. So yeah, it's good though. Like I definitely enjoyed it. If you're a fan of horror movies, like check it out. It's absolutely worth watching in theaters. Definitely a rental if nothing else. Like I would not say skip this movie. Like
at some point see it.
At some point see the movie. It's good. But anyway, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri.
Yay.
I haven't been able to make it up there the past couple of Fridays because my compatriots have been unavailable to join me, and I don't want to make a solo trip for some reason.
I did.
You made a solo trip up there?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago to drop off artwork, and I think I hung out for like an hour and a half because I hadn't talked to them in like a month.
Easy to do. They're easy people to talk to. They're good. They're good people.
I like hanging out with them. I still have so much stuff to pick up.
I probably do too at this point. But anyway, did you get your comics that I left here?
Yes, I did. All right. Gracias. Excellent.
De nada. So yeah, Villainous Grounds, Perryville, Missouri. Phenomenal shop. So kind of a light week after C2E2 kind of broke a whole bunch of news. But the biggest thing to come for comic books, not so I guess friendly to local shops, but... this is still fine. DC Universe is going to add the complete library of comic books to their service. It's not going to increase the price. It's just if you are subscribed to DCU or you can subscribe now and you will have access to all DC comics up to a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still going to get the collectors that are going to want physical copies. So if nothing else, they may start reading something that's still running and then decide to go...
Right.
Get a subscription.
Because especially going up to a year ago, like, I feel like a year is a little too long. I think Marvel hit that sweet spot with 6 months because then it's still kind of easy to go in to your local comic shop and get caught up to current.
Yeah.
Because this is a great way. Like, most comic shops don't have a stock or back stock going back that far, minus, like, the super easy to find stuff or, like, the super hard to find stuff. Is basically all you're going to find that's older than a year in a lot of comic shops. So it's kind of cool that, you can get caught up on a run. Like, if you want to get caught up on Batman that's been running for a while now, you can get on there, like, get caught up, and then you still have to go in and get, it's twice monthly, so 24 issues. but yeah, that's where I like Marvel's version a little bit better because they have the 6 months. So then you can get caught up to 6 months ago. Then you go to your local comic shop and just start grabbing them from, get current if you want to.
And whatnot.
So yeah, that it's, I do like the idea just in general of them like having the service where you can, read all you want from their backstop because there's some comic books out there that like the only way you can find them is in like omnibuses and stuff like that. And it'd be nice just to be able to read them, which I approve of this service is what I'm getting at, or this decision for DCU. Because I was going back to when they first announced how they were doing the comic books, I was a big critic of how they were doing it. They were just supposed to be bringing in like a rotating list of like hot titles.
I remember
like, that. Yeah, no, I don't like that plan. Just do all or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're going more that route. Then.
Yeah, looks like they're going all, like I said, they're going to be a year behind, which I guess is, it's fine. Like that's going to allow you to read that is going to let you read the entirety of New 52 and most of Rebirth, or a lot of Rebirth.
Dang.
Because I forget Rebirth has been going for almost 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
That can't be right. I have to be wrong on that. I hope I'm wrong on that.
Probably sounds right. That's probably when I started going to Villainous Grounds with you.
My brain still doesn't want to comprehend that we've been doing this for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started podcasting because I was the Pen and Nerd. It came out a little bit before PZ85. Mm-hmm. So I have been doing this for 4 years now.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Blows my mind. Anyway, so Yeah, for those of you that haven't jumped on the DCU service, now's as good a time as any. They've got the first half of the new season of Young Justice up. I still haven't watched Titans, but apparently it's pretty good. Doom Patrol is apparently incredible. They've got some other content on the way. And then, yeah, being able to get caught up on all these comic books. So I can actually jump behind this service now. It's worth diving in.
How much is it again?
It's not very expensive. It's like $8 a month.
Okay, because I do want to watch Young Justice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you got caught up on that season?
No, I was just thinking, maybe I'll watch that tonight when we're eating our pizza.
There you go. What, Lindsay?
None.
You said I watched.
I mean, I watched the two that were out, and then I was sad there was no more.
I know. Yeah. You need to rewatch those two again before you watch the third one, though, because you get confused as heck.
Maybe.
She's seen it more recently than we have.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's been a while since I've...
Because I remember when I first watched that show...
I mean, it's only been 2 years...
Since you watched it.
Because it was when I started doing the...
The Pokemon card stuff.
The comic Pokemon crossover drawings.
Because
I was doing those while I was watching... Well, I had finished Young Justice. I was finishing Young Justice because I started Justice League after that, and then I was watching some of the movies that... You had.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's why I did one of them as Blue Beetle.
So. Yeah, no, I remember that now.
I like that one. It's still hanging.
The Heracross Blue Beetle.
Yeah, it's still hanging.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I brought one here to put up.
But anyway. So, yeah, the Young Justice Season 3 is pretty awesome. Like, that purpose is, if nothing else. I do want to watch some of the other content they've got on there, but so far, like, I've just been using it to occasionally throw on an episode of Batman the Animated Series or something like that.
Yeah.
All of that's on there in HD. Mm-hmm. Even though I have the Blu-ray.
And now you don't have to put it in.
Right. Just stream it.
Yeah. Sometimes we're lazy and we don't want to put in a disc.
Yep.
Or sometimes, especially, you know, you're going to be moving in 2 months and someone got a little gung-ho happy and already packed up all your DVDs.
That would be every time I move, that's the last thing I pack is my entertainment area. But anyway, because you guys are moving for a while.
I know.
August. You have all summer.
He's so ready to just go, which is fine. Like, I mean, they're looking at couches today, and I'm like, you don't have anywhere to put a couch. Why are you looking already?
I was like, yeah, so won't you move in, like, May? Because I thought you were originally supposed to.
June 11th, I think, is the earliest we can.
Allie said August.
No. Or you're way behind on conversations.
This week. Well, like Thursday when I came into GG.
No, it's June.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it was originally. That's not for the podcast.
Yep. Sorry, guys. Train wreck.
All right. So this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content on ps2jshow.com, including their social media links. And the last Wednesday of every month, meaning this past Wednesday, they do History of Gaming. They did Devil May Cry. That's an intense franchise.
That was the one where Ace is like, why? Why would you do that to yourself? Right?
Yeah, okay. That was, yeah. Because we got to break that news on Nerd Up.
Yeah.
That they were going to do Devil May Cry. So yeah, that one's out, and that's going to be, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm gonna, because that's an intense franchise to try and get into.
Yeah.
We need to tell Ethan to go listen to it.
Right.
I'm sure, yeah, Ethan would love it. He's a big Devil May Cry fan. Anyway, moving on. So the big news out of video games this week, and I'm so bummed, as much as I love these two, I'm so bummed that I don't have Acer or Dalton.
We're
here.
Idiots that don't play it.
I wouldn't say you're idiots.
It's not my genre of game. How about that?
Definitely a character flaw. Because these games are so good. Borderlands, Gearbox had a conference, so we finally got, you know, we've been teased for a little while now that we were going to get a big announcement on March 28th, and we got it. We got Borderlands 3 has been officially announced. The conference was, I can't say the word, a crap show.
It was a frenzy.
Everything went poorly.
That's unfortunate.
I'm only happy. Like, I got the trailer at the end. I mean, that's going to redeem everything. But so it started out with a couple of like indie games that they're helping develop or helping publish that look kind of cool. Like, there's some that are available now. There's One that I actually wanted to look into getting, because if you buy it on Steam right now, you just get a free copy to give to a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's in like Greenlight, and I can't remember what it was called. That wasn't in the recap that I read today, and I completely forgot about it until just now. So, it's not that big of a deal. So Bulletstorm, though, that was one of the big announcements that came up. They're moving Bulletstorm to the Switch, and they're putting Duke Nukem in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the meh announcements that came at the beginning.
I know the name, but I'm sorry, I don't care.
Oh, no, nobody cares. But nobody's cared about Duke Nukem since 2001.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Duke Nukem Forever came out, and boy, was that bad. And, yeah, Bulletstorm is a kind of fun game, but, I mean, it's by the makers of Gears of War. It just wasn't very good, and they're adding Duke Nukem to it, I guess, and another character that nobody cares about. And I'm sure I'm going to get some kind of shout out. Like, what do you mean nobody cares about whoever that guy was? So they do that. And then Randy Pitchford comes out, and he's the big gun at Gearbox. And he's talking about, like, first he wants to talk about the newest Borderlands news. And he has with him a card game. And so, yeah, he comes out with this card game, Tiny Tina's Robot Tea Party.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks kind of neat. Like, it's just, yeah, a little, like, fun kind of Munchkin-esque card game. Like, you basically build a claptrap, and you get parts and stuff like that. You have to make claptrap and do stuff and screw over your friends. It's like I said, it seems kind of Munchkin-esque. But anyway, it does look pretty fun. They do this ridiculous bit that goes way too long with he brings two people up on the stage. Their birthdays are kind of close. They're supposed to be random people. And like, if you couldn't hear the air quotes there, there were air quotes. Because he does the Randy Pitchford talks about being he's a magician. So he talks about doing this little card trick. He has one of the guys sign a card. Then he goes over to, like, he signs a card in his box that he opened, goes over to the other person that was on stage. Her box is gift wrapped and everything. She opens it up, opens up the game, opens up the package of cards, and then goes to the number where she put it into the stack.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where his card was hidden, and it happened to be the 47th card. So they made her count out 47 cards.
Good
and girl. Then, like, oh, look, it's signed. But the girl had, like, killed it by, like, flashing the rigged deck, like, at the beginning of the thing. So, yeah, no, it was just a very planned, like, hokey magic trick that took up, like, it was easily 15 minutes long.
It was
long.
Highly unnecessary.
Very yeah. unnecessary. Like, it was as unnecessary as the story I just told you, folks. they get done with the card game and everything, and then, like, I think he was throwing shade at Blizzard. He's like, all right, guys, that's it. That's the new Borderlands game. And, like, everybody in the crowd is just like, what? Ha ha, Randy.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You're funny.
What's the real news?
I kept waiting for him to say something like, what, you all have tables, right? So they bring out a bunch of Borderlands devs because he's like, ha, just kidding. I got a bunch of Borderlands devs with me. So they come out. They start talking about, like, they got DLC and stuff like that and some patches planned for Borderlands 2 VR. And then the news that they broke from, like, other Borderlands stuff, they're like, all right, we're going to show you in this trailer. So they start the trailer, and it's the opening for the first trailer for the first Borderlands game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Marcus Kincaid talking, and then it just freezes, like, 5 seconds into the video. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting here watching on Twitch on my phone, I'm thinking my phone is frozen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
sure.
Oh, that's great. And then I start hearing people laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh. So they jump out, then they restart it. And then it freezes at exactly the same spot.
Yeah.
And everybody just starts laughing. And then they just move on from it. And they show the trailer for the Handsome Collection getting remastered. Mm-hmm. So what this was supposed to be was an announcement of, like, a a remake of Borderlands 1, like not just a standard remaster, but they're adding new features like different skins and masks and helmets and stuff for the first Borderlands.
So that you're literally not just doing the same game again.
Yep, yeah. Including like an extra boss fight at the end. And they added a bunch of cool stuff to it. And they're upgrading it to Ultra HD for PS4 Pro, Xbox One X, and PC. Mm-hmm. And then they got the Handsome Collection Ultra HD remaster there too. They're not really adding anything, just, you know, you're getting like an Ultra HD version, 4K.
Yay, yeah. Specs.
Right. And I'm thrilled to play this game in 4K, because if you own the Handsome Collection on Xbox One or PS4, it's a free update. And I mean, you can go out and buy the Handsome Collection. I'm sure it just went up in price again if you try to go to the used market. But mm-hmm. You can buy the Handsome Collection or online. I'm sure it's back up to however much.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have the Handsome Collection, it's a free update. And you can play if you have an Xbox One X or PS4 Pro. Or if you have Borderlands 2 on PC, even just the base game, you get the 4K update. And same thing with the pre-sequel. You get the 4K update. So, yeah, that's super cool. And if you have the first Borderlands on PC, you get the free update. You don't have to buy, you don't have to pay anything for it. They're going to re-release it on Xbox One and PS4 for $30.
Sweet.
And it will be the game with all of the DLC packages. And yeah. Like I said, like the big extra stuff they've added to it. So I'll probably be buying the first Borderlands for a fourth time. And likely more than that, because somebody would be like, you should play it on PS4 with me. Well, you pulled my leg.
That's not so much pulling the leg as making a suggestion.
Yeah, well, you know, that's me and Borderlands.
It's okay.
Anyway.
You're talking to the person that buys every version of Pokemon every time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be really, really cool. They did say if you've got, at least on the PC version, for Borderlands 2, you're just going to get, like, if you download the Ultra HD remaster and everything, you're going to get 75 golden keys, which you can use to get, like, all sorts of, like, cool epic loot out of the chest. Those Borderlands fans know what I'm talking about, but you know, for those that maybe now want to give the franchise a shot, that gets you some really cool loot. It's always based on like what level you are when you open the chest, so some people save them, some people don't, some people use it to just get, try and get some cool stuff right then. But anyway, and you also get, like, they've added extra legendary weapons, and then like there's some extra skins and stuff you get for it too, plus, you know, all the DLC and everything is there. And yeah, that will be April 3rd.
That's
so
soon.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Well, this week.
This week.
3 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, April 3rd, like all that stuff is landing. So like I said, if you've already got Borderlands 1 on PC, any version, then yeah, you get the free update. Same thing with Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel. Again, yeah. Xbox and PlayStation 4. If you've got the Handsome Collection, you get it. Which I think I have on Xbox One and PlayStation 4, because
I know I have it on PlayStation 2, 3, 4.
one of those systems.
Borderlands 2 Handsome Collection on PC.
She has the Handsome Collection for PlayStation 4, folks. It has Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel on disc.
It's okay, Mandy. We still love you.
I don't even know what happened.
I don't either. God. You just got so tongue-tied there.
Mandy just broke for a second.
So, yeah. That was awesome. I'm super excited about that. Gives me a chance to replay the game before Borderlands 3. We got a trailer.
Oh.
Got a trailer for Borderlands 3. Showed off the new bad guys, maybe some new character classes. We got some new sirens. Like, stuff's looking really cool. There's a gun that runs.
What?
like it has legs?
Yeah.
Why?
It's got little legs. It's been run. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it on the
Why?
Internet. I don't know, but I love it.
I mean, to be fair, I've been working, so I haven't really been looking at the internet lands. And when I do, it's because I keep getting ads for furniture that I can't afford, but I keep looking at it anyways.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like the most recent meme I saw of it was just like, her, come over, me, but I'm a gun. Her, my parents aren't home, and then the picture is just a gun, like, trotting. What?
I don't have the equipment, but it'd be hilarious when Carl runs next door, just put the gun on Carl's legs.
But yeah, no, it was just funny. Like, it was just part of the trailer. There's just this little gun with, like, little legs. Like, it was a gun, and it just had, like, basically legs the length of, like, a, like, what would be, a, like, a mounting bracket, like a mounting system. Yeah. They're just, like, trotting
along.
They just
turned it into legs.
Yeah, is it, like, firing while it's walking?
Because why wouldn't it be?
It's dangerous stuff.
It's Borderlands.
Yeah. So I don't know why the gun is running, but I want to know, and I'm excited to find out. Because, I mean, this game is so...
Well, the humor will still be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, humor, and then Borderlands 2 had a surprisingly solid story. Borderlands 1, the story wasn't really there, but it was a really fun looter shooter. Borderlands 2, though... Holy crap.
Yeah, I always
say
that's the best one.
Yeah, for sure.
And the prequel is not good.
I despite owning it, I bought it on Xbox 360. That one, I technically have only purchased 3 times, and I haven't played it yet. Mostly because I haven't found anybody else that would play it with me. And, I think I made a character in pre-sequel, but like I'm really bad at playing through games by myself.
Yeah.
Even Borderlands, like I've done it before, but anyway, so Borderlands 3 is happening. We got a trailer. It had so much cool stuff in it, and like I said, it's probably a good thing that Asa and Dalton aren't here, because like
this
I would have rushed.
Would have been 30% of the show.
Oh yeah, I would have rushed through everything so that we could gush over this trailer. And just go in depth about it.
You'll just have to have a later gushing session when you get more information.
Yeah. Or well, no, because we're not going to be able to do a Tuesday show this week. Because that would have definitely been a solid like Tuesday, because it's me and Asa's turn for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been
are
solid.
You not, because it's election day?
Yep,
that's fair.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, Borderlands 3 is happening. So moving on from that, though, the Sega Genesis Mini was announced.
Yep.
It's gonna have 40 games. It looks kind of neat. It's mini Sega, like going right along with this mini stuff.
Yeah,
Shannon will buy it.
See, well, yeah. I wanted to buy it, but I already have, like, Sonic's Mega Collection, which has, like, half the games they're going to put on there.
I'm sure it has
so,
all of them, because that Mega Collection is huge.
Yeah, I know Sonic, obviously, Shining Force, and Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine were 3 I definitely saw that I already have on the Mega Collection.
Yep.
So
I like the Mean Bean Machine.
I do,
Everybody
too.
Liked Mean Bean Machine. That was another one of those games that my mom would crush me on, like, when I was a kid. She was like, that and Dr. Mario and Yoshi's Cookie were her jam.
I'm a puzzle game person. Tetris Attack.
Yeah.
I mean, I got good at them because that's the only game she would... Like, she would just come in our room like, hey, you kids want to play this game? I guess, Mom. Says 8-year-old me that's about to get crushed by this grown woman in a puzzle game.
<That's>
Had to
fantastic.
Adapt to survive.
Yeah.
She can still beat me a Mean Bean Machine, though.
We just wouldn't get to play if Aunt Julie was babysitting us, because she'd just put Tetris in and play the Nintendo all night.
One of my aunts would come over all the time and play Sonic Spinball.
Yes, that game has such good music.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, we've only got 10 games, though, of the 40 announced. We got Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, Space Harrier 2, Shining Force, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Toe Jam and Earl, Comics Zone, Sonic the Hedgehog, Altered Beast, and Gunstar Heroes.
I forgot about Echo. That was always a good game. I played Echo Jr. as a child while my brother played Echo. And it was much harder as a child.
We'll buy it just because Castlevania's on it.
Yeah, I figured Shannon would.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am sure that certain people will be able to do certain things, and, you know, people that allow that to happen will have access to a much larger library of Sega Genesis titles. Because, it straight up has, like, the classic Genesis controller. I wish that they had done the 6-button, because it's just, like, the standard, like, 3-button control pad. I also wish that it was the Genesis 2 that was the mini, because I always thought that looked better than the Genesis 1. Mm-hmm. Because it's got like a little fake volume knob on there and everything, like from the first Genesis. But we had the Genesis 2 when I was a kid. I just thought that was a better looking system.
Too, because I don't remember a knob thing.
It had like a slider, like a volume slider.
I didn't have any of it. I had to rely on my neighbors.
I guess we got two, but then we got the 32X. You go in it.
Yeah, you just pop that on the top. Because the 32X was built for the Genesis 2.
Yeah, okay, like, so we definitely had that.
Yeah, I mean, well, it worked in the Genesis 1. But for the Genesis, and Cody's probably like, I'm probably saying something wrong, and Cody's freaking out because he's a big Genesis fanboy.
Sorry, Cody.
But like it was meant to look like it went with the Genesis 2.
Mm.
Like they were very similarly designed.
Yeah.
The Genesis 1, it screams the product of its era.
I think that's what I have now, honestly.
The Genesis 1?
Yeah, because Pat had gotten that. And like a Sega with the Sega CD attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me the first one. So.
Makes sense. I have a Genesis 2 with a 32X laying around somewhere. I don't know where at this point.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I haven't messed with my Sega in a long time. But I also loved Sega as a kid. It was just good stuff. So I will almost certainly be getting this just because if for no other reason than a brand new OEM Genesis controller sounds cool. Like, I hope that it makes me feel as good as like the nostalgia that hit me like a freight train when I opened the Super Nintendo Mini.
Yes.
And it had, you know, like a brand new OEM or Super Nintendo controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, nostalgia hit me like a freight train.
Uh-huh.
We're still waiting on the Mini 64.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, God. There's so many games that, honestly, like those controllers wouldn't feel good because... No. The N64 controller, I loved the N64 controller.
Because it's so cool and neat.
Those sticks, though, like the middle stick, worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Like, and how, like, okay, it was kind of neat for its time, but then when people are like domed caps, way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weird pulley system that it had just broke so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mario Party killed so many of our controllers.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't know. We might get a 64 mini soon. I'll probably end up getting that too, just because that, like, as a kid, I spent a lot of time with my Super Nintendo, but thanks to especially Super Smash Brothers and Ocarina of Time, the N64 was easily the most time I spent on a console as a kid.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I gave up on video games for a while because of the 64, because I was not good at 2D platforming, so then you made it 3D, and it was just sad. Like, I remember attempting to play Mario 64 at my cousin's house, and I didn't even make it through a level.
Oh, Lindsay.
Dang.
Yeah, no. I didn't have my own system, though. I couldn't just sit there and get better.
No, that's fair.
I remember playing hours of Mario Kart.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you had a sibling as well, so you understand.
Well, he wasn't even with him sometimes. This was with my two best friends. Like, any weekend we could go to someone's house, it was Mario Kart.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, at that point, I think my best friend still had the Super Nintendo, and so I was content just playing Mario World and Donkey Kong Country.
Which were awesome, phenomenal games. Jake and I were not allowed to play Mario Party. So we played Mario Kart, though. Like, we loved Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And we could do that one, no problem. And we did that on the Super Nintendo as well. But, yeah, whenever I went over to a friend's house, for whatever reason, Mario Party was what we always played.
Huh.
Any of my friends that I went over played 64 with.
Mm-hmm.
That and some of the fighting games. But, yeah, Jake and I always had to get multiplayer games, so Mario Kart was a staple, and a bunch of fighting games, too.
Mm-hmm.
And sports games. Sports games are all very multiplayer.
Yeah.
Single-player games. That was
didn't
a bad
go over
idea.
Too well.
No, Zelda Ocarina of Time was the first single-player game that Jake and I, like, agreed to play, like, just switching off the controller and playing through.
Because you wanted to play it that badly.
Yeah, we fell in love with it. Like, because Ocarina was so good. The Genesis Mini, that's coming. We don't have a date for it yet. We don't know what the rest of the games are going to be. We do have a date. September 19th, 2019. Huh.
And Jesse stands corrected.
Right. Sits corrected. I feel like that should be more prominent on this webpage.
Seriously.
But anyway, pre-order's coming soon, apparently. But yeah, September 19th this year. Be ready to go. I'll almost certainly get it because I have a problem. All right. The Sonic movie is going to have a video game tie-in.
Like a main one, too.
Yeah, like the mainline Sonic game. This looks like it's going to be the mainline Sonic game that we were talking about a little while back. They said was coming. It's going to be a tie-in to the movie. It's going to feature scenes from the movie.
Straight cut scenes from the movie is what the article said.
Yeah. So, I mean, we already know, like, movie games are notoriously awful. And Sonic games are real hit and miss.
Yeah.
I feel like this
could
one
be a real trash fire.
Yeah. I would like the odds are stacked against this game.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily.
And it says the game will use the same controversial character model that the movie features.
Mm. Woof.
So you don't confuse the newcomers.
That's...
Which, how are you a newcomer to Sonic by now?
They're already making poor decisions.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like everything about this screams like bankruptcy again, like somehow. Oh god, this is terrible. Terrible idea. I'm moving on to it or from it. All right. Get your grains of salt ready, folks, because I got a big rumor for you. Coming from Nintendo, they're planning two new Switch models. One that's supposed to have a little bit more juice to it. So be like maybe play games a little quicker. Maybe I won't have to wait so long for the different skins to load in Smash Bros. and I'm sure it's going to be like the new 3DS. There's going to be a couple games here and there that require it, which will be a bummer. Don't want that.
Not old enough to do that.
Right?
I keep forgetting about that on my... Because I still have one of the older 3DSs along with the newer 3DS, and it is a world of difference with the same game.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm really hoping that it's just going to be like the difference between an Xbox One S and a One X,
mm-hmm.
or PS4 and PS4
that
Pro.
That would be better.
Better, yeah. Don't be making exclusive games for it.
Right. Like, looks better and performs better on the souped-up version, but...
Mm-hmm.
But you can still do it on the
still
basic.
Works just fine on the regular system. And then they're also working on going the other direction, a handheld version.
the 2DS.
this one will not have detachable Joy-Cons. I'm assuming you'll still be able to dock it, but it won't come with one.
Yeah.
So it might be something you can buy later and dock in. Because my understanding is it's going to have the same hardware. Just like I said, the Joy-Cons will not be removable, which will save a little bit on the cost. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, because there are some people that would rather just play handheld.
So can you get extra Joy-Cons, though, to play two-player? Dude, you hook up the GameCube controller? How would you play two-player game?
I mean, if you dock it, you can put up, you know, controllers and everything else. But But if you're just playing in a straight handheld mode, then, I mean, I imagine it'll work just like a regular Switch. Like, you can link up extra Joy-Cons and stuff to it.
Yeah.
You just won't be able to attach the Joy-Cons that are already there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, like, if you're on the road and you want to play, like, Mario Kart with a sibling in the backseat or something on a trip and you can't because it's not.
Yeah, you would likely have two of these.
Yeah,
because it's supposed to replace, you know, like the DS. Like, both kids get one, and they can do the.
That's fair. So that one be cheaper by.
Yeah, my understanding is supposed to be cheaper. So I don't know though, because like Nintendo hasn't even confirmed this is going to happen. This is the second time we've heard kind of a rumor about this. The souped up version though is definitely new. We just don't know, like, if or when Nintendo is going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because it very well could be, or it might not be happening at all. It's one of those, like I said, grain of salt. It's going to bum me out, though, if they release, like, a souped-up model. Yeah. And then, like, I just finished, like, decking out my Switch.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt. I bought mine, and they're like, oh, look at this Pikachu one and stuff. I'm like, nah!
Yeah, because I already, like, especially if they... I probably won't buy into a souped up one of the souped up versions unless they release a Fire Emblem edition.
Oh, yeah.
And then you will be buying it.
And then I'm just gonna like, all right, well, hopefully these modifications won't make people not buy my system. Maybe it'll be more an attraction.
Right, yeah.
Buying my system. Otherwise I still have all the stock stuff, but
that'd be annoying to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll include that in the bundle. It comes with the original shells.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks kind of cool, folks. I posted on my Instagram. I made all my Switch transparent green. It's mm-hmm. The atomic green from like the N64. It looks really cool. But anyway, like I said, hopefully they don't release a Fire Emblem edition that looks amazing because I won't be able to help myself.
Right.
I just won't.
The irresponsible spend monster will return.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that it ever left.
No, he right now he's just cruising with me, like
waiting for that.
He's just waiting. He's window shopping.
Right. Yeah. He's already thinking about it. Like, what will it look like? Yeah, we're buying it if it looks anything like any of these. But if it's like just different, like the, how the Smash Bros. Edition was different, then I'm probably not gonna mess with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they go, if they give me like the 3DS, like that special edition, then yeah, I'm probably gonna buy it.
That's fair.
Because that was a sexy system. Anyway, that's gonna do it for us, folks. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you back on. It'll be Wednesday with Pro Wrestling Unscripted because I won't have a Tuesday show this week.
No.
All right. Thank you, Mandy and Lindsay, for joining me. Thank you for all for listening. We'll see you next time.